This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And coming up later, we might tell you about what one iced tea company did to catch up to the cryptocurrency craze and, well, what it did for their stock price. It might amaze you. Or might just wind up being like, yep, that's kind of what I expected to happen.
Yeah.
But the name change is the thing that really caught my attention on this. But first, let's head back to the phones, actually to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, brother.
I didn't mention Pennsylvania at all. I mentioned Ricky and Skype. Go ahead with your thoughts.
The Commonwealth of Skype, as we've said before.
Yeah, I'll help you out, Daryl. Now, here's somebody who needs some help there. Sister Heather, before I go into my topic, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing, sweetheart. I just listened to Lumpy now. I've been around on this show for quite a while now, and I've heard Lumpy's mouth moving. Now, here's the thing. Now, one thing I'll tell you about 29 years under my belt of civil rights activities, I will tell you something. People like Lumpy, you're right, young lady. I can word it for you. See, the problem with people like Lumpy is deep down they're tyrants and dictators. And see, one thing they're not thinking about, they think about their rights, but not think about your rights, your right to your freedom of speech, your freedom of thought, your inherent rights of mankind. He does not give a damn because he's a very unpleasant person. He's come after Ricky from the Commonwealth unfairly.
What?
Oh, he has in the past, yeah. He's had mumbled and made fun and jokes about Ricky from the Commonwealth, deputy of the Commonwealth, so be it. I don't know how much honor he has, but I can promise you this. He ain't got the integrity this one has.
He also doesn't have a Yosemite Sam Foghorn Leghorn adopted accent.
Well, I do empathize with whatever negative experience Lumpy went through that put him in a wheelchair, and I do think that maybe that was from a broken system, but it's unfortunate that he was so fixated on telling me that I'm just wrong about everything and that I'm insane and all these other things that he couldn't, you know, specifically address the issue.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second. The issue is, and I'm just trying to paraphrase, and I'm probably going to put words in Lumpy's mouth, and I apologize if I get this wrong, but he is being held, you have to take part in the system under threat of punishment, and that's it. You can't, if he...
Freedom is a choice.
No, it's not a choice.
Yes, it is.
The government-approved version of freedom is a choice. That is your only choice.
No.
So your alternative is you go to jail.
Are you in a cage?
What I'm saying is if people want to opt out of certain things they don't disagree, let's say you don't agree with funding wars. Okay, you're not going to pay your taxes. Because of that, you're going to go to jail. Now, that's the question. The question is whether people...
Well, there's a lot of people that agree to fund wars, so why not just pretend like your taxes are going to White House toilet
because
paper?
Because pretending doesn't stop my dollars from paying...
How do you know they're yours that are going there, though?
From paying for bombs being dropped on weddings and killing children.
A lot of other people.
Okay, you mix it all up in a bucket.
The problem is you want to be able to fund the different programs, right?
Exactly.
I agree.
That's not part of it. That's part of it. The other part of it is what if I just don't want to take part in that system at all?
Can you
and a lot of people.
Off, though? Like, isn't that the whole point of being able to like donate to certain things and have it be tax deductible? So, like, if you
don't want to pay taxes, you have to pay more the money that you work for. That makes no sense at all.
No, like if you were like, let's say you this is a random number. Let's say you owe $1,000 in taxes, and you pay $1,000 to a tax.
We don't wish. That's about
qualified.
Twice.
Charity or whatever, then they could...
Tax deductions aren't dollar for dollar.
They're
what
not.
It does is it then reduces what they say your earned income or your net income.
Right.
It doesn't say, oh, you donated $1,000 to the 100 Night Shelter in downtown Keene that gives shelter to the homeless, so therefore no taxes. No, no, no.
So you're saying because
might eliminate $5 of your tax liability.
The government takes half my money, and you're saying that if I just give the other half to charity, now I don't have to fund the government.
No,
and
that's
a complete fallacy.
Well,
it doesn't work.
I was asking how tax deductions work when it comes to 501c3s.
The question is do people automatically, because they were born here, have no choice but to follow the whims of people in Washington?
In this country that don't pay taxes. And
I'm saying, do people who were born here, obligated forever to only have that system?
Don't pay taxes.
I'm not talking about taxes. I'm talking about all of it. Just opt out. I don't wish to be a citizen anymore.
There's illegal immigrants in this country that have been here for years and years.
If you don't follow it, you'll be thrown in jail.
No, tell that to all the illegal immigrants. I mean, I went to school with people that weren't citizens.
That's not the question. The question is,
if there's
is
a will, there's
fair?
A way. If you're not smart, you're not going to figure out a way to make what you want a reality.
Chris, you just need to go read the entire Department of State booklet on how to renounce your U.S. citizenship, which includes leaving the territory claimed by the United States government and then paying them like $4,000.
Right. That's the thing. The question is, hold on, Ricky. We'll certainly give you a chance to thought. But that's the main thing. A lot of people who listen to the show and a lot of us who were on the show just don't like the system. And there are certain parts of it, or maybe it's all of it, they just don't want to take a part of it. But you can't say you have a choice when if you choose not to play by their rules, they'll throw you in jail. That's no choice.
Every day I'm saying that we have choices. Okay? And I'm saying every day we can choose how we're going to live our lives. I mean, interactions.
Some of those choices come with severe penalties from government.
All right, Ricky, go ahead with your thought.
Yeah, we'll get Ricky going. Go ahead, Ricky.
You know, actually, this is a double bonus because tonight's topic come right in with what Lumpy's trying to talk his crap. And you got a good point there, Chris, and so do you, Sister Heather, together when we got the answer. See, I was going to talk about the biggest lie, and I talked about the biggest lie first of
all. Then go ahead and talk about it.
I'm trying. Try not to muscle me there, Brother Darryl. You know, I do like you.
You're talking about what you want to talk about. Just go ahead and talk about it.
Well, then why are you talking, brother?
Darryl has to keep the show moving, so please, share your thought.
Now, the biggest lie. Biggest lie. Goebbels' biggest lie theory. If you tell the biggest lie often enough and remind people enough, and eventually they believe it. I'm going to give an example here. The close of the Civil War. Now, here's your talk about freedom. Now, I stand up against tyranny. Let me tell you something. I get bit in the ass all the time because of my stance, because of my Southern Cross and other things. Not so much. Who do I get bit in the ass by? But the people I would least suspect it from. And those are the ones. Now, here's the problem with Mr. Lumpy. Now, I'm going to give him a couple of things to throw out there since he wants to go out to Sister Heather and others. Now, I have an answer. The answer is blowing away the United States Constitution, and I'm involved in that movement heavily. Examples. Here's a couple of things we're going to think about. I'm going to make some statements here that are fact. Abraham Lincoln was a lying, emancipating, white supremacist son of a bitch. The Emancipation Proclamation was illegal because it was another country. Put a 47% tax on the South. Before Fort Sumter, and before that even. See, he did other things on constitutional acts. And one other point before I continue. The last act. Oh, they can never prove it or point it on Mr. Lincoln, but it was convenient about 2 weeks before April 12, 1861. They raped their women, and they pillaged their plantation. We were one happy union then. And then, after 10 minutes in the morning, 11 states seceded already the year before, which he ignored, but that turned in 4 seceded, turned into 11 very quickly because South Carolina blew it away at 10 o'clock in the morning in about 10 minutes. And then right before high noon, that was the end of it. The first shots were fired. Now, here's the answer. A lot of people refuse to accept this. The truth is, they would have starved to death. Lincoln didn't care. He would have killed everyone because he wasn't after that. He was after the land.
Ricky, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is Digital Cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the phones in just a second. But not before we invite you to join some of the Free Talk Live hosts and a bunch of others in Acapulco, Mexico, February 15th through the 18th for Anarchapulco. Make Anarchy Great Again with speakers like G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, many, many more, plus live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. It's happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, again, February 15th through the 18th. That's the main event. There are other events as well that are not covered, as I understand it, with the cost of your Anarchapulco ticket, but there's going to be a health and wellness retreat, something called Cryptopulco, a Change the Media University, an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar. So, you know, some of those you can pick and choose that are different from what other people will go to, so your experience may be different from somebody else's. Go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL as in Free Talk Live. That's anarchapulco.com, code FTL. Get you 10% off. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. Let's head to Skype. Although something popped up saying that Skype may have stopped, so not sure if Skype is working right now. David, are you on Skype or no? All right, I am not hearing anything, so yeah, I think I'm going to have to restart the Skype, so just call back and hopefully everything on the Skype will wind up working better, although when I clicked restart, it did not appear to actually close, so I don't know what's going on with Skype. Let me just unmute one more time, and if anybody is on Skype, go ahead and speak, otherwise I will manually do...
This is God speaking.
Okay, we got it.
All right, this is David. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, before I talk to you about what I called about, funny thing, I was on hold, I was eating dinner, and I discovered science experiment. You know that orange push-up, orange sherbet, baby aspirin flavor?
Yep.
Yeah, if you've ever tried to mix drinks of whatever sort, and you tried to mix cream with orange juice, it curdles, right? Yeah, I just discovered accidentally. I didn't think to try this intentionally, but sour cream instead of actually fresh cream with orange juice, it didn't seem to curdle, and it came out tasting just like orange sherbet. So anyway, fun with science.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, on your topic is the reason I'm calling. It's because what you're talking about, and Heather, understand where you're coming from. But I think there's some things that you're missing, which you're looking from your own viewpoint and the viewpoints of other people that are parallel to you or in your realm. But there are people that are in power that are outside your realm who you hardly ever have contact with that have way more power over the entire ball game than any of the rest of us, no matter whether we get elected or not. And they're pulling some strings and doing some puppeteering that we're either aware of or not aware of, and it has great control. This government, I mean, for instance, you all know what happened to me. My children were disappeared 10 years ago, and I've never seen them again. And if anybody can top that one, besides murdering a child, I don't know what it would be. And so I've been fighting, and I've told you also, you know, if we're talking about resumes, that I've gone, what happened to me, I went to our legislature for 5 years straight, 30-day session, 60-day session, alternating like that, and slept in the back of my truck and also slept in a tent in the 4 feet of snow on above 10,000 feet one winter to do it. So I've gone the distance and I've done basically nothing else but pay attention for 10 years from the moment my children disappeared. And it's completely obvious.
What do you mean
me
by like disappeared?
They were illegally trafficked. I say trafficked because it was illegal. There was money involved, and my children were transferred from me to the person that replaced me was a stepfather, and also what they did is they terminated my parental rights, and then they adopted my children to the stepfather, and it was illegal. And I can say it was illegal because I proved it. I went to the Court of Appeals. I appealed that lower judge's ruling, and the higher court overturned it. and erased what she had did. In other words, erased the termination and the adoption.
Right.
That's not the point. That's not what I called about. That's just what happened to me. And, you know, so in one small way, the system worked. The Court of Appeals reversed that happening. However, I still have never seen my children again. And that was, 4 or 5 years ago already that I won that appeal. But the point is that there are strings being pulled by people in power that in listening to your conversation, your argument, I agree with you that you have the best of intentions and you know other people that do, but there are people that we don't see that don't have the same feelings as you and I do, and they counteract what we're trying to do. Another factor that I don't hear being discussed is that, you know, people are neurotic and they buy their president or whoever other elected or issue they vote exactly the same way as they vote on Coke or Pepsi, and that is what prevents the intelligent people are a minority to the degree that minority cannot overpower the majority that is swayed by emotion. Those that are thinking like yourself, there's not enough of you to overpower. So the system has become rigged, and that's one way I've given you two ways it was rigged. One, there are people behind the scenes that you don't see, and you can never outpower them, no matter what office you get elected to. Even the presidency, there absolutely are powers behind the president that the president has to yield to, or literally risk getting assassinated.
Right.
So, for instance, had Obama not given the Wall Street bankers the billions and billions and billions of dollars that he did, he could possibly, in my opinion, have risked assassination. What did Kennedy do that got him killed? Obviously, our government was involved in that in some way. It was not simply, it was not organized crime alone. They were probably working in...
Yeah, and government, and the government was it the church group? I don't want to say church group, but congressman or senator Church, who investigated the assassinations, even came back and said there was a very high likelihood that this was a conspiracy. So that's not it's not like a caller spouting off conspiracy theories. This is something our government later researched and said, yeah, it probably was, and it was probably more than one shooter. Go ahead.
Right, and my point isn't that it was a conspiracy. My point, that was just to illustrate my point, which was there are powers seen and unseen that are beyond what we're talking about in this discussion tonight. And until you address those powers, you're going to be stuck in this
relationship. Agreed. David, thanks. You for the
I'll
call.
Respond back.
Your calls
back.
And thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you listen to the podcast version of Free Talk Live? If you do, and we know there are a lot of people that listen to the podcast version of Free Talk Live, have you left a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher yet? If not, do that. And that winds up, because of algorithms and whatnot, winds up the more ratings, the more reviews, preferably good ratings and good reviews, but honest ratings and honest reviews. The more of those that a show has, the higher up in the search results things show, and the easier it is for other people to find the show. So if you've not done that, please do so. Now, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So you could call in and give a rating and a review. It just doesn't help on the iTunes and on the Stitcher and the other podcast aggregating things. Now, people that listen to the show know that we're big fans of cryptocurrencies. And there's a tea company. Yeah, you know, like iced tea, sweet tea. They apparently are big fans of cryptocurrencies as well. The story coming to us from the Washington Post. They say when Wall Street types are optimistic about something, like a business or a trend, they're often said to be long on it, meaning they're inclined to invest in hopes of a profit. These days, a lot of folks in the financial sector are excited about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies and the underlying technology, the blockchain, because of its incredible popularity and potential to change the way economic transactions work. But one company is taking it really, really literally. beverage company Long Island Iced Tea announced on Thursday it's renaming itself Long Blockchain in recognition of the fact that pretty much everyone is trying to get into the blockchain technology despite barely knowing anything about it. While the company will still make its own brand of iced tea, quote, its primary corporate focus going forward will be the exploration of and investment in opportunities that leverage the benefits of blockchain technology.
Nice.
The company did not immediately respond to a request for comment. To put it mildly, the announcement is paying off. Long Island Blockchain saw its stock price, well, before I tell you what happened to the stock price, Chris, Heather, either one of you want to fancy a guess what happened?
Went up.
I can't vote. I can't because I've read another story. By how many times?
How much do you believe that it went up? Give me a percentage, not a dollar amount.
10%, 20%, 100%.
100%.
You would be about half right. The stock price nearly tripled, going up 183%.
Oh, God. The same thing happened back in the 1990s, early, well, 1990s, I guess it was.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, where every business, regardless of what they were, they added .com to the end of their name. Now, some were just websites that were popping up, and they called their company, you know, what their domain name was, in
like
a sense.
Pets.com. That's the only one that I really remember because they wound up having that, what was it, like a $5 bazillion Super Bowl ad?
Yeah. And
with the talking little puppet.
And now they're no longer here, like many of the .com bubbles. But there were a lot of companies that just, you know, well, gee, Bob, if we add .com to the end of this, maybe we'll turn a profit this quarter. You know, and it was just that ridiculous thought.
Yeah, like, I've got this image in my head of some, you know, really old crotchety CEO. What's a .com?
What's a blockchain?
No, it's not like back in the .com.
Yeah.
Hey, boss, we should put .com on the end of our name, and then we'll wind up getting a bunch of venture capitalist money. What's a .com?
Well, this is what kind of struck
me. What's a venture capitalist?
What struck me about this one is blockchain, for the majority of the country, is much more obscure. You know? Okay, if you're going to change your primary focus to that.
We were talking about Bitcoin again. Wasn't this the whole thing? We
just want to annoy some of our listeners.
Oh, really? Me too. That's kind of like what prompted all of my...
You are just a little irritable
today. I was a little fired up today, but you know what? Like, part of it is I was a little defensive because in our little Free Talk Live Facebook group there... When people go around using status as like some derogatory term, like,
just
look, you know,
hung up on this.
Well, you know,
let
what?
It go. I thought you said you were going to let this stuff. I'm just, the stuff's not going to bother me. I'm going to leave it alone.
What do you mean? I didn't say it wasn't. I'm firing back.
All right.
Rolling with the punches.
But back to the story.
Yeah.
But the idea of blockchain is it is.
I don't care about blockchain.
It's obscure. It is the technology that's behind Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Right.
It is a distributed, decentralized ledger.
Decentralized. I think it's so funny when people think Bitcoin can't be regulated.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's super funny. I think it's actually a lot harder to regulate a paper dollar because you can't actually physically track where it goes. But when it comes to digitalizing cryptocurrencies and like turning that same dollar into a little like computer node that gets sent from computer to computer, you're like creating like a digital trail.
So it's actually
a lot easier to track cryptocurrencies than it is paper dollars.
It depends on your cryptocurrency.
There are some cryptocurrencies that allow for what are called shielded transactions, meaning that only the sender and the receiver have any knowledge that the thing wound up going and how much.
There's zero knowledge stuff that's coming out and ZK snarks and all kinds of
things. But with dollar and... I don't know if I can mention where you... But, you know, like... If there was some kind of thing to where federal government said, all right, we're getting rid of $1 bills. Now, there could be a requirement that every time a $1 bill goes to a bank, the bank teller would then have to put the $1 bill over into a special thing.
Get shredded.
Every time that a dollar bill goes to a Walmart cashier
or
a cashier somewhere.
Digital is not the same.
We know.
But
that.
No, you said that paper money can't be regulated, but
no,
cryptocurrencies
but I'm saying, like,
can be. And
to,
I'm explaining
like,
how paper money can be regulated.
Yeah, but we're talking, when we talk about regulation, a lot of people think of like using Bitcoin for things that the government wouldn't approve of. And so, therefore, what I'm saying is if you're dealing on, you know, with, like, if you're selling marijuana and you're, you know, in a state that where it's not legal and you're using, dollar bills or whatever, it's going to be a lot harder to track those dollar bills than it is if you were using crypto and all of it was being sent virtually. That could be, the signals
not,
could be
not true.
Yeah.
Well, here's ways that it can be done.
You can't intercept the $1
bill.
I
go out and I buy drugs and I use my, let's say I use my Coinbase.com account.
Yep.
So that address and that wallet is held by Coinbase, and Coinbase works closely with the federal government, and I had to fill out all the information to get that account.
So that would
lead him directly back to me. On the other hand,
so
if I go out and randomly load just any old wallet, you know, just a wallet on my phone, and there's nothing, or better yet, I buy a burner.
Right.
I buy a burner. I load a Bitcoin address on it. Completely random. I get a couple people to send me a little bit of Bitcoin. Now I have Bitcoin, and now I do my transaction. The only thing they're going to find is a burner phone, a phone
and
number.
If there was a transaction, but they don't know if you bought $90 worth of barbecue or if you bought $90 worth of socks or $90 worth of weed.
Right.
So can't they at any point in time hack your phone? I mean, any point in time the federal government access your phone?
But what I'm saying is I'm not going to buy one that has anything associated with my name. I'm going to go to some retailer and just buy a prepaid.
You go to
one.
Walmart,
I'll pay
buy,
it all with cash.
You don't think
buy
prepaid
a T-Mobile.
Phone can be hacked?
They can, but what's associating that phone with my name?
It's in the same vicinity as you and your other phone.
There you go. So I'm not saying things can't be done, but I'm saying you can make it hard enough that it would really be frustrating.
I think my point still stands on that paper dollar is.
Well, no. You're saying that, and when you talk about Bitcoin, you're absolutely right. Bitcoin is not a privacy coin. It is not intended to give you absolute anonymity. It gives you a little bit of anonymity, but there are other coins that go way beyond what Bitcoin can do.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on Long Blockchain?
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And there's just a couple more days before Christmas that I know some people celebrate. Not everybody does. That's fine if you do. It's fine if you don't. But maybe you're doing some last-minute shopping and you want to do that shopping online. Well, you can do that and possibly help Free Talk Live while doing so. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. From there, you can follow links to places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. I believe we still have a link for Omaha Steaks. Those things are amazing, by the way. But once you go to shop.freetalklive.com, then just bookmark the link that you want to go to, and then you can just click the bookmark instead of going to shop.freetalklive.com and then clicking the link. And, of course, all the shopping that you do from any of the sites listed there does help Free Talk Live. So, yeah, this story about Long Blockchain, formerly Long Island Iced Tea, not a lot else to the story here, again, from Washington Post, mentioning that they made the change to their name, and overnight, the stock price went up 183%. And they do say to see that kind of stock movement taking place based on nothing more than a name change tells you virtually everything about the craze surrounding cryptocurrencies. And, of course, that's what, Chris, you were pointing out, that to some degree this does look kind of like the .com thing, to where
very much so.
Everybody was just, oh, let's throw .com. We need to buy one of these website things.
MutualofOmaha.com. We'll change the name of the company to it while we're at it.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
And just out of curiosity, I went to Pets.com. The website forwards over to PetSmart.
Oh, they bought the property.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for them.
Let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, you know what? It was announced on the Native American Calling News that some Native tribe, I did not hear quite exactly, but they're going to start a new bus line on the reservation.
Which reservation? Which tribe? There are 326 of them across the United States.
Hold on. How do you know exactly how many Never mind. At some point, the story about Indian tribes.
So I was watching a YouTube video earlier today titled, Is the United States a Country?
I've seen that shared around. Okay, yeah, you posted it. Okay.
I shared it, yep. And one of the things that they mentioned was, you know, in the, what is it, the Montevideo Declaration that basically lays out, here are the criteria for what a country is.
Right.
One of them is that there is one government over the geographic area,
mm-hmm.
and the United States. There's the 50 states that are, you know, pseudo
right.
sovereign to some degree. There are the 326 native tribes. Then there are all of the territories that have mm-hmm. other levels of whatever. And then they said really the only thing that the federal government has actual control of in the United States is Washington, D.C. and the territories.
Really? You believe that?
I don't believe that. I said that's what that's the video what said. Okay. Because, you know, certain things can be preempted at a state level. So you've got Colorado that's, you know, sort of nullified.
Okay. Rabbit hole. All right.
Yes. Go ahead, Sarah. So which of the 326 Native American tribes is putting in a new bus service?
Well, you know something? I missed that part of it.
You don't know where it's at? How am I supposed to ride this bus?
There's a new bus service, but I don't know where.
Well, dang.
You know what? I never heard of any bus service on the reservation. There was no such thing, but they're trying to bring in this the federal law that they're supposed to have the bus service. You know,
hold on. There's a federal law saying that Native Americans have to have a bus service now?
Yeah, they mentioned some kind of federal law that they need to require it, and they could get federal funding.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
It was
okay. So hold on, Sarah. Just because there's a federal grant that is available does not mean that there is a law mandating that they have a thing.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Hold on. Let me give an analogy. If somebody is doing a fundraiser and they say the first $10,000 of funding is being matched by a generous anonymous donor, that doesn't mean that the anonymous donor is giving $10,000. That means that they're going to give $10,000 if the money is otherwise raised. It's not requiring the charity to have a fundraiser. They're just saying, hey, here's a thing. If you want it, here's how you get it. It's not requiring them to have the bus service.
Well, here's one.
I thought it was very odd, like you're telling me. It was peculiar because if that was a law in place, they would have bus services in the reservation. Why is this the first bus service on any reservation?
Well, you don't know if it is because...
Well, I think I may have found what she was reading about because this is recent news, and I did Google a little bit. A lot of reservations do have bus service, but there was a story out of Oregon, Coos Bay, local bus service coming... based on a federal grant obtained by the Coquille Indian Tribe and Coos County Area Transit. So they talk about, you know, improving bus service to parts of the reservation and yada, yada, yada. So that may have been the story.
So, Sarah, I've got a question for you. And I hate that I wasn't on a couple nights ago when this actually happened, because I'm fairly certain you called in that night. What are your thoughts on that Amtrak derailment? I know you're a big fan of buses and trains.
Public transportation.
And all forms of public transportation. And there was that Amtrak train that derailed. What are your thoughts on that? Does that make you think twice about government-run trains?
That has nothing to do with the government. Come on.
Amtrak is a government-run service.
That was the engineer's faulty decision. Like, don't use that to politicize it. Come on now.
Ooh. Shall I politicize it? Go ahead.
Like, people died. Come on.
The money that all has been going into war could be better funded in the Amtrak service. Because I love riding the Amtrak. Because I rode Amtrak all the time. And across country from Boston to Seattle, Washington, and changed over. And then we could have a really great train system. And then, you know mm-hmm. something? We could have Japan have the magnetic levitation train for the last 50 years. Europe has that. Where
hey, Sarah?
No friction.
Yeah. I got to ask you, have you tried Amtrak's competitor yet?
Well, what other train service? I have no idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's not a competitor they're to Amtrak. That was the point that Chris was making.
Yeah, they're prohibited from having any competition. So when we talk about why government comes up in the conversations about Amtrak, because Amtrak is a government, started as a government program. It was basically
private amusement parks, and their rides fail all the time. It doesn't mean it's
doesn't
not a government
mean it's
problem.
Perfect, but what it does say is that government does not always provide the best services,
humans
the best safety.
Humans make errors, yes.
Do you want to talk about the Amtrak budget, how the thing has never turned a profit one time, has one of, compared
regardless,
to virtually every other
is,
country.
The Amtrak didn't derail because of government. It How's derailed it because of an engineering error.
Well, you know, I want to bring up, you know that our freeway systems is all federal government run? And then 37,000 people were killed in auto crashes last year. Is it because of the government's fault? Is it because it's poorly engineered and ran? I believe so. You know what? These freeways are just impossible for people to get on, change lanes, figure out if they're going right, left, going round in circles and getting off. They engineered it. But you know what? Is it government's fault? How can we blame the Amtrak and accept the freeway system?
Yeah,
I don't even know how to. There's so many fallacies on the claim that the federal government causes bad driving. Like that's absolutely absurd.
Look at these freeways, like in Dallas and stuff like that. They're in circles, and in Los Angeles, everybody's crashing because they're trying to get on from the I-25 to I-40, and then. They have like 8 lanes that they got to decide, like going 70 miles an hour, and everybody's like crashing in the freeway. And the thing is, we don't complain. We accept everything, all the fatalities and wrecks, 37,000 people killed in freeways. We accept that as part of life. But you know what? We complain about the deal about Amtrak and blame that on the government.
I'm saying that it would be nice if they were allowed some competition.
Yeah.
And if they were not required by law to do things like hire all union employees. There's all sorts of things I can point out that may lead to a better, safer service.
Sarah, thank you for the call. That's it for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. And we are always online at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.